Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer.
Good News Media Productions presents What a Word from the Lord. Your host this evening will be Stevie R. Butler. This show is dedicated to spreading the truth of God's Word, rightly dividing the Word of Truth. Feel free to call us live at 713-955-0508. If you'd like to email us your questions or comments or concerns, you can email us at goodnewsmediaproductions@gmail.com. You can also call our business line at 336-525-5843. Now, this show is brought to you by loving, faithful members of Churches of Christ around the world. If you need help finding a local congregation, please email or call us, and we would be more than willing and happy to assist you. Again, take out your Bibles and follow along, because you're listening to What a Word from the Lord.
Good News Media Productions presents What a Word from the Lord radio show. And I'm your host, Stevie R. Butler. And this radio show is being broadcast from the Carolina Man Cave Studio in the great state of North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, before you retire for the night, I just want to give you a word from the Lord. Let us pray and thank God for this opportunity. Our kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for blessing us to go through the various activities of the day and placing it on my heart to be able to present a word from the Lord on this radio broadcast on tonight. Father, I pray that the things that will be spoken will be true in its content and that you will be glorified through this message. Pray for our listeners on tonight that they will receive with meekness your engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. Thank you so much for Jesus. For without his great sacrifice, we would not even have a hope of eternal life. Bless our efforts tonight. In Christ's name, we do ask it all. Amen. On tonight, I'd like to take a lesson from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. These are the last words that Jesus would speak to his apostles before he would ascend back to heaven. And Jesus said, the Bible says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Our subject for tonight's lesson will be the joys of sharing the gospel. The joys of sharing the gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest thing that one can do in life as a Christian is help a lost soul come to obedience to the gospel of Christ. The Lord has given us a divine responsibility to share the gospel message, as I just read in our lesson text. And we can also find this same commands in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. As followers of Christ, this should not be viewed as a burden to bear, but rather as a joy to bring the message of redemption through his blood. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, where sin as gone must go his grace. The gospel is for all, as we sometimes sing. We are the ones who must share the message, because those lost and dying in their sins won't know about God's salvation and their need to obtain it unless they're told by us. Acts chapter 8, verses 30 and 31, and also Romans 10. Verses 10, 14, and 15. Let me give you four points in this lesson, and the lesson will be yours. Number one, there's a great joy that comes from helping one obey the gospel. It's the first point I want you to see. By our continual teaching, those who we convert will be empowered to share the gospel with someone else. Continual teaching is something which should be done if the church is to thrive. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2, Paul tells Timothy to commit to faithful men these faithful truths. The Apostle John says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. 3 John verse 4. And the second point I want to make, another positive effect received from sharing the gospel is that we ourselves learn more about God and his will for us. Continual study of scriptures will always reveal something new. Regardless of how many times one has read a particular passage, just as Ezra read the law of Moses for the people in Nehemiah chapter 8, Christians must continually give heed to teachings of Scripture. When we discover something in the Bible we had not known before, we should cling to it with all of our being. Proverbs 23 and verse 23. The third point I want to make from this lesson is that there will be even more great joy when one realizes there is truly only one name by which one can be saved. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. There is much confusion in the religious world today due to many preachers tickling the ears of their listeners with feel-good messages while lining their own pockets. Many today are searching for the truth. We must be the ones willing to step up and share this great message of Christ's death, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2. Which will save those who are willing to heed and obey. And the fourth point, the last point I want to give you in this lesson tonight, is that joy also occurs when one seeks opportunities to share the gospel. Many in the world are ready and searching for the truth. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, and also Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38, and John 4 and verse 35. While we should pray for those who do the work, we must also have the attitude of the great prophet Isaiah, who said in Isaiah 6 and verse 1, "Here am I. Send me." Like the Macedonians, there are many who are asking for help. Acts 16, verses 9 and 10. Opportunities can come in many forms. It's our job to be able to see them when they arise. Let's always be alert, looking for these opportunities. Some are reluctant to share the gospel for a variety of reasons. For some, it is fear or rejection. Others join Moses in having a fear of speaking. However, we don't need to be afraid because we have the complete Word of God to guide us. Let me share with you some ways to help us overcome any reluctance to share the gospel with others. When sharing the gospel, it would be wise to take someone with us who have more experience in Bible studies so we can learn from them. Remember that the Lord sent his disciples in pairs, Luke chapter 10 and verse 1. Boast your confidence by engaging in steady study by yourself, so that you can be a teacher rather than someone have to teach you. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 and 14 through 14. And can be ready to answer questions that will arise. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. As Christians, we are to be gentle and patient. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. It must be remembered that not everyone is on the same level of understanding and knowledge or from the same background as us, so we must be patient as we lead them to the gospel. It must always be realized that a lot of people aren't going to obey after the first study. Acts chapter 17 and verse 32. It is also imperative to simply listen so that we can learn where to begin as they start their spiritual journey. James reminds that we are to be quick to listen rather than to speak. James chapter 1 and verse 19. A major error commonly made is to make assumptions about someone's belief should not be made. This is why listening before speaking is so important. We can't speak about what we don't know, according to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 through 7. Remember that Jesus, as a boy, both listened to and asked questions of the Jewish teachers in the temple, Luke chapter 2 and verse 46. This is a good example to follow because it's a good way to open dialogue to determine the spiritual state of the ones with whom you're studying. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Don't be afraid to be open for questions yourselves either. Acts 17 and verse 11. Remember, there are different ways the gospel can be shared. The Lord simply commanded us to teach the gospel in our lesson text that we read, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. How we do so is a matter of judgment. As long as truth is taught, when one obeys the gospel and brings us great joy. I can only imagine the good feelings Philip and Ananias felt when the eunuch and Saul rendered their obedience to the Lord's plan, Acts chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, and also Acts 9 and verse 18. We likewise will experience great joy in knowing that we have fulfilled what the Lord has asked of each of us. There is much work to be done until the Lord's return. It must be done with urgency, as if souls depend on it. Ladies and gentlemen, because they do. As for you, brethren, do not grow weary in well-doing, as Paul would tell the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 13. Ladies and gentlemen, our work isn't done. One obeys the gospel. No, ma'am, no, sir. It's only just begun. I would like to extend the Lord's invitation. If you are not a child of God, and one cannot be a child of God until you are a Christian, until you have been born again, as the Bible teaches, then you are lost outside of Christ. And it's not enough to be religious. You must obey the commands of the Lord. In order for a man to be saved, you must take heed and answer the gospel call. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14, you must hear the gospel. John chapter 6, verse 45, Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 17. And the facts of the gospel are the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. You must believe the same. James chapter 2 and verse 24. And also Hebrews 11 and verse 6. The Bible says, for without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must repent. Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, Paul said, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. You must confess your faith in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Jesus said, if you don't confess me before men, I will not confess you before my Father. You must be baptized in water for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Acts 10 and verse 48, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. And if you are a Christian and you have not been faithful in your service to God, you have not been living the testimony you have been given, you must repent and pray. Acts chapter 8 and verse 22. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for spending a little time with me this evening. And it is my prayer that this lesson tonight will be beneficial to your spiritual lives and your relationship with the Lord. I pray God's continual blessings upon your lives. Good night, everybody.
God in charge of the heavens and the earth, without form, he chose 6 days to make the world, and then he rested one, looking at the space, the day, the night, the weather, the land, it's clear to understand, I realize the power of God and the weakness of man. Then I consider the world.
Episode number 4.